Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's going to be a hot one today, you guys. 47 for the high. Oh, yeah. Get those cargo shorts on. The amount of money it's costing college students today to get a degree is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I don't think it's any surprise to parents or some students that college has the potential to keep you in debt for years, even after you've become well-established in your career. And you have not... It's not just parents, but also teachers right now saying it may not be worth it for some people.
I mean, you think you're going to college to elevate your career and, you know, get you into a spot where you can make a living.
Yeah.
But that tends to be the opposite for some people when they get stuck with the bag of $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in debt for a career that only pays $80,000.
It's not the right path for everyone. Saturday night, I'm having dinner with a buddy. He introduces me to a couple that I've met a few times in the past, but the woman's a college professor, right? We get into a conversation of why so many students today are struggling to pay off their college debt. And I was expressing how painful it is to listen to a few of my friends who all graduated over 15 years ago, and they all still owe 75 plus thousand.
With the interest, you just like never get out of
right.
it. Right. You know what I mean?
In college debt. And none of them are using the degree they went to school for. And I'm like, oh, it's painful to think about. So she tells me she recently talked a student out of hers, out of getting her doctorate. And so for those who don't know, doctorate degrees, it's the highest level of academic education one can receive from any university. But once you receive that, basically, yes, you've mastered whatever field or profession you've chosen to get into. So her student, physical therapist, she graduated with her bachelor's, then got her master's, and now to become a physical therapist, you have to have your doctorate in this country. You absolutely have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, this is about 4 to 8 years of schooling, right? Before you receive that degree. Second, the average debt among those who have received their professional doctorate degree is $247,000. Again, for some people, it could be less than that, but that's the average. For physical therapy students, it could be about $120,000 or more. Newly graduated physical therapists in New York typically start with salaries ranging from $63,000 to $78,000 annually. This is how much you would get paid starting out. And so the professor told her, it's not worth it. You're going to be drowning in debt on a salary of $63,000. The math is not adding up. And the same goes for some teachers. My buddy's sister got her degree in Georgia. She's a third grade teacher. She makes $45,000 a year and owes over $100,000 in student loans. I mean, what's the point?
Right. What is the point?
We have Leah Leverage from the Decision Day podcast.
We just had a very insightful conversation with a couple
joining
weeks
us.
Back. Her whole shtick, Leah, thank you so much for joining us. You can kind of describe what your podcast is, but it's really powerful for people and young adults who are in the position of choosing that next step in their adult life, whether that be going on to school, whether that be going into a trade, or just taking the path that you did. So welcome and thank you for being with us this morning.
Hi, Breezy and Moose. I'm so happy to be with you guys. And I'm so grateful that we're continuing this conversation because, as you said, we did have this conversation on the podcast talking about your guys' experience in community college and how much you appreciated that it didn't give you that same amount of debt that a lot of what you're talking about is giving students.
Right.
Yeah. So Decision Day, it's the resource that I wish I had because I was super confused. I was undecided. I was hearing these numbers about college debt, and I didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated. And I was thinking, like, could I just enter the workforce? Like, is that okay? Because I just want to start making money. So it's career exploration, finance 101, and advice on adult life. But throughout the podcast, a reoccurring theme is that college does have different levels of value based on the career that you want to enter. So like, if you want to go into business or entrepreneurship, it's not as required to get that degree as much as it is, obviously, for a doctor or entering the medical field. Right. Can you guys like agree with that?
100%. 100%. And I think you're such a trailblazer because, I mean, we both know your parents super well. And they both, when you made this decision, were like, I don't really know about it. Because not a lot of people, it was always, you go to high school, you graduate, you go to college. That was always the path. And it has changed astronomically over these last couple of years, just for the financial reason alone.
Right. But also, Breezy, there's so many paths that they can also be taking. Like entering the military is always a good option. You can learn a trade. Everyone that I talk to, I feel like, is like pushing their kids to go to learn a trade, to enter the trades because there's such a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
You could start building work experience. You could do vocational training. You could take a gap year. Like all of this is so valuable, but I feel like it's still not as talked about because of the typical American college experience, the 4 years, even if, especially if you want to go to a big college, which a lot of people do want that lifestyle and that experience. So it might be totally worth it for them.
But
for the rest of us, maybe it isn't.
Right.
No, and it's not everybody's path. I don't think college is the right path for everyone. But for so many seniors that are graduating next year, I know it's stressful because when I was a senior in high school, I saw all of my friends that were going to these big universities. Some of them were getting full rides, and I didn't know what I wanted to be doing. I didn't have a plan laid out or a passion and what career I wanted to kind of be in. And for me, the panic set in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like you have to live that college life and go to the university and do all that, but you don't, because so many teens today are pressured into thinking they have to absolutely have it figured out at 18. But from my own personal experience, when you're 18, your choices and your decisions about what you want to do when you get older can change a dozen times.
Yeah.
And so you don't feel like there's only one path to take, because that is 100% not the case. If college makes sense to you, do it.
Yeah. So many employers right now, I've been hearing them change their mind about, like, would we look at someone's degree or would we look at someone's experience? Like, I feel like, as you guys said, no matter what you decide to do, you just need to have a plan. And it's not even like you need to know your passion or you need to know what career you're entering, but you just have to start the job search or start getting internships or start getting work experience. Like, start doing something to move yourself forward and to find that path, because eventually it will all work out, as I keep hearing everyone say as well. And I feel like, Moose, especially, you were the same, where you started in graphic design and then you found radio and then you just ran with it because it felt right.
Our college intern Hannah's in the studio with us, just shaking her head. She's like shaking her fist at the sky, like, you are going to have debt, right?
Yeah. I mean, how much, Hannah, you're a senior at Nazareth.
Yeah.
And you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like you took the right path?
Not anymore.
She's like, not because I ended up here. Things.
I mean, I am not going to use my major. I'm a music composition major. I don't want to compose anymore. But I think that college was the right path for me because it like led me to this internship. And
she's obsessed.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I like joined clubs that like helped me find my interest. But that's not the path for everybody. And I'm going to have debt for a degree that like I'm probably not going to use that much. So I get that it's like.
Yeah. It's a catch 22 for sure.
But
don't you think that the in-person experience you're getting right now through your internship has probably been like the most valuable so far, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's questionable.
Making your new TikTok, so.
I mean, the thing for a lot of people, like especially for me, and I know a lot of people listening too, the best way to learn, I know for me, was hands-on, doing it.
Yeah.
I tried sitting in a class at MCC and learning radio out of a book, and I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have no idea.
And listen, this conversation isn't meant to steer people away from going to college. So don't get it twisted.
Not
I don't
at all.
Want that to be the message that you on the bus or you driving to school is taking away. I think what the overarching theme is do your research on your college and how much that's going to cost, on your career and how much that's going to get in your pocket the second you leave and over time. Because the last thing you want to do is find yourself in a spot where you can't afford your lifestyle, even though you spent all this time going to school to get a job and a career that you thought was going to support your lifestyle. You don't want to have that rude awakening and after those 4 years.
Leah makes a very interesting point. There's a lot of employers today that are asking the question, are we looking for somebody with the experience
right.
to bring onto our team or somebody with the degree?
Right.
And I would have to argue, a majority of the time, they're looking for the experience. Are they not, Leah?
Yeah, I mean, the goal for us, especially college graduates, high school graduates, we all just want to set ourselves up to get a career.
Correct.
So I feel like the best way that you can set yourself up to get a job is things like getting on LinkedIn, really setting it up, putting all your information on there, all your experience, all your certificates, everything you've ever done, basically. Treat it almost like an Instagram. Just post on there what you're doing, mm-hmm. job-related things. You could job shadow. You can find job shadow opportunities on LinkedIn. Like, I can't preach about LinkedIn enough just because it's so easy to do well on there. It's easy to meet people. You grow your network that way, and then you never know who you talk to could lead you to a different opportunity. Like, every opportunity I've ever gotten so far from graduating high school in 2022 has been because of someone that I met that introduced me to this person that opened the door here. Like, it's just, it all branches out like that, and it's so cool. And I feel like you could also do that in college, but it's not the only way to do it.
Yeah, and
100%.
If you're just tuning in, this is where we're talking to our girl, Leah Leverich, from the Decision Day podcast. And I just want to say, Leah, like, I've known you your whole life, and it's so amazing to see, though, and hear you, because no one would think you just graduated high school 2 years ago.
100%.
You're so established, you're so well-spoken, and you've done so much in the last 2 years that so many people dream about doing. And you,
all without a college degree, might I add.
Right. And so I highly recommend, if anybody is in that place, we call it the in-between.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. Do I go to college? Do I go to university? Do I get into the workforce? The Decision Day podcast, Leah lays all that out for you, and she gives the best interviews with some of the best people in the business.
I mean, we were on, so.
Yeah. we do have
Thanks,
to
guys.
Yeah, thank you, Leah, for coming on the Decision Day podcast. Leah Leverich, everyone, but appreciate you being here. We're going to take a quick break, but we want to come back.
My dad is chomping at the bit to weigh in on this, so we'll do that in
a bit. We'll continue the conversation and get to some of your phone calls and messages coming in to hear what you guys think. It's PXY. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I can't believe 2 weeks from tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How did we get here? What happened? Wegmans is now helping customers sit down and enjoy their affordable holiday meal. If maybe you don't have somewhere to go, or maybe you don't feel like cooking, the supermarket chain is now offering a full meal for less than $6 a serving when it comes to all of your Thanksgiving essentials at Wegmans.
Oh, yeah.
So the meal is available through this promotional pricing until the 24th of November. So you got to get it. You got to get it all set up. And then 4 days later, you can absolutely dig in. It serves up to 8 people, which is great. It includes, but not limited to, the turkey, the gravy, the stuffing. It literally comes in this box, essentially.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy.
It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can just have it all prepared. Like, it's amazing. You don't have to shop around for it. You don't have to, like, go to three different stores. All the canned stuff is in there. Everything.
I miss those $6 meals from Wegmans. Which
now they're like $14.
No, they turned $6 meals. Now I think there's a one in front of the six.
No,
I used to do the TV commercials for Wegmans for those $6 meals. And it was so convenient. You're just running home. You're late. The wifey's pissed. Pick something up to eat.
Yeah.
And you come home looking like a champion. Because everything's in that $6 meal kit.
That's no longer a thing, so thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Wegmans, though, Deion Dawkins was at the
Penfield Wegmans yesterday. Absolutely, just doing his huge promotion for his brand new cereal box.
Buffalo Snow Crunch.
I don't... I'm like, okay. So, this guy is a Bills player? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. You can go grab that now. It's, you know, what is it? The Flutie Flakes and the Allen Oats and all that stuff. What is it with football players and cereals?
It's an easy sell.
Not sure. But
so yeah, Deion Dawkins was at the Penfield Wegmans yesterday. He was shaking hands, kissing babies. Everybody showed up so he can promote his new cereal. Buffalo Snow Crunch. Isn't it crazy he's the same age as you? Born
what?
In 94, he's 30 years of age, and the guy's making millions.
He looks like he's 50. Grab that box before the Chiefs game on Sunday. Hopefully we absolutely dominate.
Coming up on the show, earlier we were discussing the amount of college debt that students have racked up to get a degree in a career that doesn't ultimately pay that well. And we were lucky enough to get Leah Leverage on with us from the Decision Day podcast. College is not for everyone. But coming up on the show, we'll talk to Holly, a mom who says it's the parents' fault for not doing enough research when it comes to where their child is choosing to get their education. We'll get her on the phone with us after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 47 for the high today. Let's get right back into it. The conversation we have been having all hour is if college is really worth the money, depending on the career you have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few people text in during the break and said it's heartbreaking, especially for teachers, to go out and spend $160,000 on a college education where they're only going to be making $45,000 a year starting off. Is it worth it? We're not saying it's not. It just depends how much do you love being a teacher. For a lot of people, it's not about the money. But I shared the story with the conversation I had with a professor. And she talked her student out of getting her doctorate degree. It's mandatory now if you want to be a physical therapist, which is what her student wanted to do.
I know. And you don't get paid like a doctor. So
no, you need the highest level of education. But her professor told her, you're going to end up going into $250,000 worth of debt for a position that starts off at $63,000 a year. Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone agree with this? Especially if you're a teacher, yes or no? 585-252-9800. We have a mom that's on hold. Let's get Holly on the phone with us. Hi, Holly. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly. How are you this
Hi,
morning?
Good morning.
So,
what's the tea says? Lay it on us.
Talk to us.
So here's my thing. I don't think that college is a waste of money per se.
Okay.
What I do think is a waste of money is when the students or the parents, they don't do their research. Here's my thing. I don't understand why any parent would let their kid go to school, you know, get a bachelor's degree, go for a master's, and then maybe, I don't know, some people still go to and get a doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a career that has, like, I don't know, a $70,000 starting point, right?
Yeah. A 70K base.
I mean, right. That's not that bad if that's what you're starting with, only up from there.
Well, yes.
Sometimes, though, it's not. Sometimes it's not up from there. That's. You see what I'm saying? For a starting point, it's not too shabby for a starting point, no. But go ahead, Holly.
No, I agree. That is not bad for a starting point. What makes zero sense to me, though, with that, is now, though, you have over $200,000 worth of debt, right? And you're never going to be able to pay that off because now your career only making $70,000, right? Because you can only afford the bare minimum to live. You know, it's
well, that's exactly
me, it's
that's
so
right. That's
dumb.
That's the conversation, though. That's what we're talking about this morning. It doesn't make sense for everybody to do that, depending on the career that you choose. See what I'm saying? Because now, if you are stuck with that $70,000 a year plus all of the college debt on top of that, yeah, it is going to make it a lot more difficult, especially if you're a single person, to try and buy a house, try and get a down payment, try and live the life that you want with the money that you're making.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, I told my daughter, I was like, hey, if you want to go to college, go, but you better be damn sure that you pick a career that allows you to live the lifestyle you want to be able to also pay off all of these loans, right? Because I'm not going to be doing it, right? It baffles me that people spend their whole lives paying this off and choosing
Holly,
a career.
My question to you is this, is like, if she wanted to go into a career that you, quote unquote, didn't see financially responsible or see financially fit for her, would you encourage her not to go to college and just go and do said career?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Because here's the thing, you know.
So you would talk her out of it then, Holly.
Yes, because I don't want her to spend her whole life paying off these bills. And, you know, a lot of people honestly go to college so that they can just like drink and party and get pregnant, right?
Not the pregnancy.
That's why.
Not the teen pregnancy.
That's why they go. I want to get pregnant.
It's also a catch-22, though, because, like, you know, a lot of people go to college to get those experiences and those connections and those doors to be open for them. Like, full transparency, and we just did an interview on this last month. I didn't have to go to college to do what I'm doing.
Sure.
There's just no way. I just don't need it. I loved what I did. The question of the matter is, would I have gotten my internship here that then led me to my career if I wasn't in college? I don't think so.
Well, that's
so, like,
you speak for both of us.
I don't know. It's,
and by all means, we're not telling anybody you shouldn't go to college. It's a bad idea. That is 100% not what we're talking about here. You should, if it's the right path for you, 100% you should go. We're just questioning a lot of these people too in the conversations that we've had, like the one I had with that professor that actually talked her student out of pursuing getting a doctorate because she's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start off with $60,000 a year. You're going to have that base for quite some time before you really become established as a physical therapist.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with $250,000 worth of debt in college loans. It doesn't add up. And I'm like, yeah, I can see why she would have that conversation with her student.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, if this was my daughter, I don't care how passionate she was about it. She's not going to get into that field or into that career. I mean, over my dead body.
Okay, Holly, let's like loosen the leash just a little bit here. Like,
well,
she's going to do what she's got to do.
Hey, listen, it doesn't sound like you're going to pay a dime anyway. So that's her decision to make.
Correct.
But thanks for calling in, Holly. I appreciate your take on this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
See you, Queen.
Okay. Bye. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right,
let's get to this text right here. As a teacher of 10 years, college is not worth it. Teaching is not worth it. The cost of living doesn't balance out. And the thing about that is, I'm nervous because a lot of people are starting to realize that, and they're not going to have any teachers.
Yeah.
The education system is going to crumble as a whole. It already is. So I'm nervous. And we live in New York.
I think the question we really need to be asking here is, intern Hannah, you're 21. You go to Nazareth. Are you pregnant yet?
She goes, this is the perfect time to tell you guys.
Yeah,
I'm a child.
Let me go over to the phones real quick here. Hot Toddy, Breezy's dad is
good
on
good
with
morning,
us.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Classic.
What's up, buddy? Welcome back to town.
Well, you know, I'm not sure I can add much more, but I just think the whole system's flawed now for a lot of reasons is the fact that education costs is way out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to school and back 40 years ago, I mean, it was not that much to get an education.
$20 a class.
The conception was you went out, you got a good job, and most people did. But now the fact that it's costing so much, it's just out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, what you're still paying for paying off Breezy's school, right?
I paid that off a couple years ago for her.
You're a good dad.
And hers wasn't that bad, but
no, it was not.
It was out of hand. I mean, the cost of education to go out and get a 4-year degree these days, and the payoff isn't there. And I think the other problem is the fact that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, nobody's going in the trades anymore because, you know, they have this warped perception. They're going to go to college and get the, you know, $100,000 corner job sitting in the office and, you know, making all kinds of money. And that's not really the case
anymore. Simply not it. I mean, you have the corner office for sure.
Yeah, well,
you got the corner office.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to be a plumber anymore. Nobody wants to come and fix my toilet.
I mean, like, honestly, exactly.
To be honest with you, I mean, plumbers make a really good wage.
Plumbers,
you know?
linemen are the thing. You know what I mean? You have to go to a training for that and go on and do the thing. But, I mean, are you disappointed that I went to college? I mean, let me rephrase the question. You would be disappointed if I didn't go to your college.
Well, I do think college offers a lot of intangibles that you can't really put a price on. Like
pregnancy.
I met 4 great guys that I'm still good friends with.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not, I'd be very disappointed if I didn't do that.
Yeah, right. Whether it's an education, or life experience, or friends for life, if you go to school, you're going to take something away from it. Thank you so much, Todd.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me on.
Okay, you got it, man. Have a good day. And then I'll go over to Ben, who says, I agree that it's silly for some people to rack up all this debt to get a degree in a career that makes less than $60,000. I get it if you want to be a physician or a cardiologist or something, but if you haven't figured out what you want to do with your life, there's no shame in going to a community college. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. My father didn't let me stay in the dorms because I wanted that full university experience. But going to MCC was one of the best decisions that I probably made because I got a chance to be here and doing this. Mm-hmm. And if I went away and left, I don't know where I'd be today. I have no idea.
I want to get to this last text and then we'll let it go here. But school physical therapist here. I had a scholarship for undergrad, but grad school ended up being over $100,000. Now I make $50,000 per year. It's awful. You can't get ahead.
That's exactly.
Listen, we're not saying that physical therapy is a bad job.
No, like, no.
It's a fine job. We're just trying to say the math of it all. The math isn't mathing.
But this is what I'm saying. I agree with that professor and why she told her student, do not go on and get your doctorate for being a physical therapist because you're going to make $60,000 a year and be $250,000 worth $1,000 in debt. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you want to go to school, go for it. I think there's just smarter financial decisions that could be made depending on what you want to do with your life. Thank you guys for all the calls and texts this morning on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.